Blackstone Audio presents Shark Man by Steve Alton. This book is read by Andrew Iden. For Mom.
1.
Well, I took Little Downer about an hour ago. Took a look around to see which way the wind blow. Where the little girls in their Hollywood bungalows. Are you a lucky little lady in the City of Light? Or just another lost angel? City of Night. City of Night. City of Night. City of Night. The Doors. L.A. Woman. The heavy staccato bass line of The Doors' L.A. Woman pulled me out of a wonderful dream. In the dream, I was playing basketball, a Korean version of Jeremy Lin. In the dream, I was cat quick. My quadriceps, thickly coiled muscles that propelled me past defenders and above the rim for effortless two-handed reverse jams. In the dream, I was whole again. Yearning to slip back into the dream, I leaned over to my right, slid my hand between the guardrails of my bed, and switched off the alarm clock's built-in CD player. With my favorite song silenced, I could hear my grandmother cooking breakfast in the next room. I knew she'd be in soon to check on my progress, tut-tutting my idleness in her broken English.
Stop wallowing in the past, Kwan. Set your mind to moving forward. Always move forward. You must be like the shark. The shark must swim from the moment of its birth or it will drown.
Kwan Wilson, Shark Man. This is the story of how I came to be. Mornings are always toughest for me. An unwanted reality. Bare feet that form alien lumps beneath my sheet. Legs that have become flesh-wrapped anchors. An unseen butt forever prone to bed sores. A penis whose pleasures I will never fully know. Paralysis is a life sentence I awaken to every day. Just do, don't think. Reaching to the crossbar above my bed, I gripped one of the metal handles, pulling myself into an upright position. My catheter is filled with urine, but thankfully there's no blood. My first month in the hospital, there was blood. There was also pain and depression and tears. There were tubes running in my arms and one really annoying one in my left nostril that ran down the back of my throat into my stomach. Broken bones and I couldn't eat. But there were also visits from the Queen. The Queen was a clear elixir they shot into my IV every 4 hours. Queen Dilaudid. Stronger than heroin, faster than a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?